From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
But I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station. Happens to be the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, at YouTube, we have the South Point Streaming Video and Audio Network. It is working today, so that's good news there. So you can get to the YouTube and see us and hear us on the YouTube. South Point Studios Network here in Las Vegas. Of course, we cover the world as we do with all of our other streaming platforms, and we certainly did use them and need them yesterday when the YouTube one went down, like our radio station, our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, all the streaming going on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. iPhone, Android, you get your apps there. The KSHP app will get you the audio, and the YouTube app will get you the audio and video when it's working, and it is today, on your iPhones or your Androids, and, of course, anywhere else you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show on this Sunday. Well, it looks like Gulfstream Park is going to race today. Now, you know, they had that torrential rain, heavy rain that went through there at the beginning of the week, and it just flooded out parts of Gulfstream Park to the point where they had to evacuate 300 horses in the barn area, and they couldn't race because the general area around it was flooded. So they canceled their Wednesday, Thursday, Friday show racing programs, and they also canceled yesterday, but we have our fingers crossed that they're going to operate and run today at Gulfstream Park. Now, that mandatory payoff that they had scheduled for the jackpot, the Pick 6 jackpot yesterday, will be rescheduled. It won't be today, but it'll be rescheduled, and Gulfstream Park looks like it's going to be operating today. There was a cancellation yesterday in addition to Gulfstream Park. That happened after they conducted the second race at Canterbury Park. Canterbury Park was scheduled to run their racing card, but after the first race, they said no mas. Weather was the culprit there, so they canceled the races after the first race at Canterbury Park yesterday. Hopefully, they'll be okay thereafter, but yesterday they canceled out as well. There was some great racing going on at Monmouth, certainly at Aqueduct. There was a horse that raced at Aqueduct we'll have to talk about in a minute there, that's for sure, at Belmont yesterday. And, of course, Santa Anita closes its long, long, long run of consecutive racing that started out the day after Christmas last year and will end up this year at the end of the Hollywood meeting at Santa Anita. So Santa Anita closes down today, mandatory payoffs in all the pools, as you know. And, of course, we'll be taking a break before you get to Del Mar with the Los Alamitos Los Angeles County Fair Racing Meet. And that'll happen next week, and we'll have coverage of that here on the show with Bob Mazursky standing by, of course, at Los Alamitos. A fun, fun, good meet between the closing of Santa Anita's Hollywood meet and the beginning of Del Mar. Because after the Los Alamitos meet, you get down the Del Mar Racecourse in Southern California. And as you know, just about the same time in July, we'll take over from Belmont at Aqueduct, that long run there, and be going to Saratoga in upstate New York again for their long Saratoga meeting. So we got a lot of good stuff to look forward to. Coming up this week as well, they'll be racing at Royal Ascot. Now listen, racing at Royal Ascot is the premier meeting across the pond in England. And the Royal Ascot meet will be fully coverage on FanDuel television, cable television, the Horse Racing Network, FanDuel Racing Network. It'll start on Tuesday and go through Saturday. That's when that's their meet, Tuesday through Saturday, the 22nd of, the 18th. The 18th of June, which is, of course, Tuesday, on through the 22nd. Which will be Saturday. So we'll go Tuesday through Saturday next week. 22 stakes races, four of them Breeders' Cup winning your in races. There'll be a lot of, American influence with, of course, Wesley Ward taking a string of horses there. We also got Miss the Cut, who's been racing in Southern California for John Sadler, that will be racing in Europe at Royal Ascot as well. Now, that'll be covered on the FanDuel Racing Network, but it's going to be early in the morning here in the Pacific time zone. In our time zone, the coverage will start at 6 a.m. Pacific time, 6 a.m., and that'll be Tuesday through Saturday. So we got some good stuff going on there, and, of course, a lot of stuff going on as far as Los Alamitos. Really a fun meet there, that's for sure. They had a three-horse spill yesterday at Lone Star Park. I know we don't get it, but they had a three-horse spill there, and the leading rider at Lone Star Park, Harry Hernandez, is going to miss some time. He'll miss the rest of the meet at Lone Star because of the result of his injuries in that three-horse spill yesterday at Lone Star Park. And as we said, Canterbury did cancel yesterday after the first race. All righty. Other news that's happening, we'll take a look at some of the results from yesterday at Monmouth Park. I'm going to wait until Jonathan Tardoon gets with me at Monmouth Park to take a look, to take an overlook at what the races, the results happened yesterday at Monmouth. But at Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday, Beto Rose's Stakes was won by Acide. Acide won Irate Ortiz Jr.'s third win of the day by then. That was the 10th race. It was Chad Brown's third win of the day, and Acide paid $10.20. Irad and Brown's second race win together yesterday was that Beto Rose's. Again, Acide paid $10.20 for that win. Just Catherine was second. Hot Fudge was third in that race. But earlier in the day, in the seventh race at five furlongs for two-year-old maidens, Todd Pletcher unleashed a Bob Baffert-looking two-year-old as far as performance was concerned. This first time started a full brother to Fierceness. This is a full brother to Fierceness, also owned by Rapoli. Manatee broke out of the starting gate like a jet, rolled around the racetrack. Now, at the end of the race, it got close, but he won the race. But okay, so Manatee stops the clock at five furlongs. This is a two-year-old. Stops the clock in five furlongs and a new track record time of 56.97 100 seconds. Cruised around the track, 56.97 100 seconds. And a big one for Manatee. John Velasquez was aboard. This breaks the track record that was established back in 1963 by a horse called Bazaar. Bazaar ran the five furlongs in 57 flat. Manatee came home in 57.97. This two-year-old is a horse that will be reckoned with, guaranteed. A big win there in that maiden race yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. And, of course, Irate Ortiz Jr., Chad Brown were the stars of the day with three wins apiece and two together on the card yesterday. Pick Six only paid $807.50. There was really a lot of short-priced horses. As a matter of fact, over the 11 races, you had five races that paid $4 and change, one race that paid $3.10, and the highest-priced winner of the day came in the first race at $17.80 yesterday at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. All right, now Hollywood, the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. Okay, today, closing day, as you know, and right now we've got a real barn burner going in the jockey standings between Juan Hernandez and Antonio Freisu. Going into yesterday, they were tied, okay? Now, here's the deal. Freisu won two races yesterday. John Hernandez won three races yesterday, and so they're going right down to the wire for the jockey standings there at Santa Anita. Richard Mandela won the Possibly Perfect with a nice horse, Linda's Gift. She just ran away from this field. She was much the best in the Possibly Perfect. Linda's Gift with Tiago Piera aboard paid a filthy $3 even as the favorite, but it looked like cattle on the ranch, money in the bank. Musical Rhapsody was second, out dueling Duvet Day for the second place finish. Duvet Day ran third in that race. And in the eighth race, John Sadler uncorked a nice maiden there. Pony Express just ran away from the field with Umberto Rispoli. Paid $19.60, but was an easy winner in that maiden race in the eighth. And Mr. Phil D'Amato keeps doing it on the grass. He won the ninth race on the turf with Devane Propose and Antonio Frisou's second win of the day. And he won the last race with Sea of Cortez. Also a winner there at 11:20. John Hernandez and Bob Baffert got together again in a maiden race. They won the 10th race with Hope Road paying 3:20. So Hernandez wins three overall on the day, and Freisu wins two overall on the day. And they're now tied for the jockey stand. I think Hernandez has one win. We'll wait and see on the tally there, but this is going to be a good, this will go down right to the wire today. No doubt about that. I want to thank John Lendo for his pick on the show, winner in the third race, Mrs. McWinney. That horse paid $6.60 to win the third race and already gave Doug O'Neill his second win of the day in the first three races. At Churchill Downs, a couple of nice stakes races there. The Monomar Girl was won by Our Pretty Woman, Luis Saez for Steve Asmussen, paying $4.02, outrunning Intricate and Band of Gold. And in the Chorleywood, at a mile and three-eighths on the turf, Web Slinger gets the job done. Jose Ortiz aboard for Mark Cassie, paying $4.98. Segoy was second. Bold Act was third there. And all in all, that's the results from a lot of action yesterday around the country. Okay, we got a lot to cover on today's show. Jonathan Hardoon is standing by. We'll also have Rich Eng with us as well. And, of course, John Lendo with his selections. We got Jerry J's picks as well in your racing menu. So we're going to all start that right after this first break, and we're going to go to our first break now on this Sunday show. So we welcome you to the show, and certainly hot today out here in Las Vegas. Again, we're under an extreme heat warning, so keep hydrated, that's for sure. It's 85 degrees out there right now. It's going to get up to 105 here in Las Vegas. And, of course, the weather looks pretty good around the country as well. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday. Taking a look at the weather. Well, you know how it is here. Remember to stay hydrated and check on the pets, the kids, and the elderly here in Las Vegas. That's for sure. 105, we're getting a little bit of a break today. 105 degrees out there today. The hot spot in the country right now is Phoenix, Arizona. It'll get up to 111 degrees. Southern California, L.A.'s got 81. Miami, 87. New York, 76, and Chicago, 94. And as far as the weather around the country, as far as racing is concerned, it looks like it's pretty good going around the country right now. Right now, it's pretty good as far as the country, as far as any weather concerns at the racetrack. So let's get your menu started here on this Sunday. This is the racing menu, reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas and coming out to the races here at the South Point and the racebook right behind us, the studio here, these will be the first post times that roll out on our racebooks today. If you're listening anywhere else on the many different platforms that we have and you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone. First post times are Pacific. So adjust to it if you're not in it. Pacific time zone. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. And by the way, a happy Father's Day to all your dads out there. We have not forgotten the dads. Important part of our upbringing are our fathers. Me, personally, my father was my hero of my lifetime, that's for sure. Here's the menu for today. And by the way, my dad took me to the racetrack. First time I went to the races was with my father. So, anyhow, I'm sure a lot of people out there share the same experience. We begin our racing menu on this Father's Day at Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races. The $100,000 Stormy Blue Stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf with three-year-old fillies is the eighth race. A full overflow field. No late scratches yet in that race. Nine races overall at Laurel today and a first post time there of 9:25. Then we have Parks Racing. Yes, Parks Racing. We have Parks Racing today, and Parks Racing has a first post time of 9:40. 9:40 at Parks Racing today. Their picks five jackpot carryover, $58,597. That's $58,597 in the Parks Racing pick five jackpot carryover. Eight races. First post time is at 9:40. Churchill Downs, they've got a pick six jackpot carryover, $209,353, as a matter of fact. 11 races at Churchill on this Father's Day. First post time is 9:45. 9:45. First race post time at Churchill Downs. Then we go to Monmouth Park in New Jersey. Monmouth Park has 11 races. Their first post time is at 9:50. 9:50. Pick six jackpot carryover there from yesterday. How about $120,945 in the pick six jackpot carryover at Monmouth? Now they have 11 races. The feature race today is the $100,000 Get Serious Stakes. At five furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up, a field of 11. In that one, 11 races overall at Monmouth and a first post time of 9:50. Gulfstream Park, back in action today. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their first post time is 9:55. They've had a pick six jackpot sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. The jackpot for the pick six, the Rainbow Jackpot pick six carryover, $444,739. Yeah. First post time Gulfstream, $955. Belmont at Aqueduct. All right, Belmont at Aqueduct has 9 races today. The track is fast. The turf courses are firm. The outer turf course will feature races 3, 6, and 9. The inner turf course will host the 5th and 8th races. The feature race of the day comes early. It is the 3rd race on the card. It is part of the New York Stallion Stakes Series. The special bid division is the 3rd race for $150,000. 9 go to the post in this one, in that 3rd race. And we do have a scratch in there. Number 7, Mama's Dream. A big long shot at 20-1 is out of that race. The scratch, the 7, Mama's Dream. That'll leave a field of 8. With the favorite on the morning line, the Big Torpedo at 2-1 with Eric Cancel. It is the 3rd race on the card. 3-year-olds on the outer turf course at 6 furlongs. The feature of the 3rd race. 9 races overall at Aqueduct today. And their first post time is 10:05. 10:05 on a day where they say it's going to be about 75 degrees and partly cloudy. Woodbine is next. Woodbine Racecourse, north of the border. They have 10 races today at Woodbine. Woodbine has a carryover in the Super High Five jackpot of $315,837. That's the Super High Five carryover jackpot. $315,837 in their pick Super High Five jackpot carryover. Woodbine Pick Six jackpot carryover, $21,964. You got 10 races and a first post time of 10:10. Hawthorne Racecourse. They have 10 races today. Their feature is the $75,000 Katie McLady Stakes. It's the 6th race on the card at a mile on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. And the stakes race sees a field of 6. 4-5 favorite there is Avoie is the favorite there, and they have a carryover in a pick 5, a regular pick 5 carryover at Hawthorne, $4,666, and their regular pick 5 carryover there. And a first post time at Hawthorne today of 12:10. 12:10 first post at Hawthorne. It's closing day at Santa Anita. Santa Anita, 12 races today, mandatory payouts in all the pools. The Hollywood Meeting closes today, and 2 stakes races on the card. The 4th race will be the $100,000 Cinema Stakes for 3-year-olds at a mile and 1/8 on the turf, a field of 5, a good competitive compact 5. The 8-5 favorite there is Final Boss with Juan Hernandez. A couple of races later, the traditional closing day feature, the 6th race will be the San Juan Capistrano at a mile. $100,000, a grade 3. This is at a mile and 3/4. It covers the entire El Camino Real turf course that starts at the top of the hill, runs down the hill, comes over the main course, passes down the home stretch of the turf course once, and then around once, and then comes to the wire. That's the marathon, the San Juan Capistrano. 6th race on the card, 6 go to the post. 6-5 favorite there is Planetario with Hector Barrios aboard. That's the 6th. 12 races today on this closing day at Santa Anita, and a first post time of 12:30 today. Emerald Downs is next. They've got 9 races. Their feature is the Auburn Stakes. That's the 8th race on the card at Emerald Downs. And Emerald Downs has a small pick 6 jackpot carryover of $824, and their first post time is at 1:30. Northern California Racing Fairs continues at Pleasanton today. They have 8 races. Their first post time at Pleasanton is at 1:45. Prairie Meadows has 11 races. The first 4 races will be quarter horses, and 2 of them will be trials for 2-year-olds at 330 yards. The last 7 races will be thoroughbreds. That makes up the 11 races at Prairie Meadows. And the first post time at Prairie Meadows today is set at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock this afternoon at Prairie Meadows today. Los Alamitos wraps it up. Los Alamitos has 9 races today. Their first post time is 5:45. The first race will be a mixed breed race, and then the next 8 will be quarter horses. The last race on the card will be the $1,010,000 in the purse for the Ed Burke Million Futurity for 2-year-olds at 350 yards. That's the last race today at Los Alamitos, and Norco is the 5-2 favorite in the 10-horse field there. They are also seeding the pick six pot at $10,000. $10,000 is already in the pick six pot at Los Alamitos. Reminding you, it is just a regular pick six. Just a regular pick six. No jackpot, no carryo, nothing. Just a regular pick six there. And again, first post time at Los Al this evening is at 5:45. $1 million quarter horse race tonight at Los Al. All right, let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. I beg to differ with you, sir. While the fierceness horse was extremely impressive, the horse that ran second and got beat a nose, I think, was better than the winner, personally.
Okay. All right. That's
It was a five furlong race. Ralph, it was a five furlong race.
Yes.
He had trouble at the start. At the top of the stretch, he was like five lengths behind, and he got beat a zap, literally a zap. You couldn't call the photo.
I know. But
listen, taking away from the winner, he was great. He lived up to the hype. But the horse that ran second may be just as good.
Well, I will say one thing about that. I do believe that Mr. Velasquez wasn't squeezing all the juice out of the lemon. I think that he started easing up on Manatee. As a matter of fact, he said he should have kept the horse a little bit busier and kept him on his mind. But you're right. It was a dramatic finish. But still, all in all, 56.97 is cooking, baby.
Yeah, so the horse that ran second ran the same time, I guess, if you get beat.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely, yeah.
So.
But
by the way, the Coma, the sire of the horse that ran second, is turning out to be pretty good. All his offspring are running very well. They're all coming out this year, and all the Vekomas have been running well, so pay attention to them.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that, that's for sure. Taking a look at Monmouth Park, it was kind of unusual, the racing yesterday at Monmouth Park. Now, the Eaton was the first of the four stakes races in a row. Tax Implications wins under Flavian Pratt. Chad Brown finished first and second in the stakes race, but the Tax Implications had the race set up for him in that race. I think Sacred Wish, your horse, got a little bit jostled in the race and really didn't get a chance to clear out and win. Flavian Pratt made the right move at the right time and won and paid $960 in that race.
Yeah, it was surprising. Carmouche, who was on Sacred Wish, certainly had speed from the rail. They went 25 and 51 to the half,
yeah.
And he was nowhere near the lead. I found that a little surprising, but they decided to take back and change tactics, but they picked the wrong day to do it and the wrong race to do it, and that certainly made a difference. Tax Implications was terrific. He closed into a paceless race, and yep. He ran very well, Pratt, for Chad Brown.
Stalked right behind the slow pace in the race and was the first to pounce and was the last to pounce and finish. He finished with a perfect ride, I think, by Flavian Pratt. Maman June closed to be second in the race, and Spirit and Glory was third. Then we got to the Pegasus Stakes. This is the Monmouth Park prep for the Haskell. The winner there was Tuscan Sky. Didn't look like Tuscan Sky was going to get too much done, and then all of a sudden he kicked in and just pulled away. Javier Castellano aboard ran right up the rail. Didn't look like he wanted to go up the rail, and then it opened up, and he ran right up the rail and got the job done. Javi Castellano did say after the race in an interview that he said, he really didn't want to go up on the inside, but the hole opened up enough to get enough clearance for him to do it, and he did. He responded, and he did. He won for Todd Pletcher and Javier Castellano at 680. That was your pick on the show, that's for sure. So Domestic Product got second. Hades was third. Three horses in the race that, you know, we got to know during the run up to the Triple Crown, etc. But I got to tell you, in all honesty, I don't think the Haskell winner was among this group.
That's a pretty safe bet you can make there, Ralph.
But it was kind of unusual to see Tuscan drop back on the inside and then re-rally and come up the rail, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he was the only one that was running when they were done. I mean, you know, horses just didn't show up. I don't know if they didn't like the track or whatever it was. But going into the first turn, you had five of them across the track, five out of the six horses. Othello, the three horse, was sitting behind him, and he thought he was going to trip out, and he just came up completely empty.
You know, if Othello had any kind of run at all in this race, he had the race set up for him. Because
you can't ask for a better trip than he was getting.
I mean, come on.
Five guys across the, yeah.
And it looked like a chorus line going back down the backstretch. Now, one of the jockeys and on any of the five horses wanted to give up the lead. So they were head and head, five across the track. And here was, Carmouche sitting, licking his chops on Otello, but Otello never materialized. It just wasn't that good, I guess. And Tuscan Sky, of course, they on the rail and won. All right, then we have the Monmouth Stakes, where they wound up in a dead heat for the win at the finish, Fort Washington and Running B. They couldn't separate it with the photo finish camera, so Fort Washington with Kendrick Carmouche, trained by Shug McGahey, got the win at $31.80 in a split for the dead heat price. The other winner in the dead heat was Running B. Running B, Chad Brown trainee there for Mr. Chaminade aboard there, paid $6.20 for the win there. And all I can say, it was an exciting finish.
I thought the 7-1 easy. I thought Fort Washington won. When they put up a dead heat, I was in shock. You know, the top seven horses in the race were all within a length of each other. Yeah. A neck, a neck, a neck, three quarters, a nose, and a neck. So they were really all, it was similar to that race the other day at Santa Anita.
Yeah.
When you had all those horses on the wire, if you remember last week, and you had about seven horses on the wire, that's what that race looked like.
Yeah, and, it looked like a chorus line at the end, that's for sure. And in the Salvador Mile, the winner there was Bright Future. Todd Pletcher trained, owned by Rapoli, and ridden by Javier Castellano. So Castellano got two of the four stakes races at Monmouth yesterday. He was the favorite, paid $4.20, outrunning Coastal Mission and Motivistor, who finished third in the race. And the all-stakes pick four paid $117.65. I'd say kind of an eclectic day of racing at Monmouth, but nevertheless, it was good competition. The guys, the big guys in the business, Pletcher, Brown, and Javier Castellano, and Flavian Pratt, they got the job done there at Monmouth yesterday.
By the way, they set a new single-day handle record yesterday, or the best today. They bet close to $11 million. That was the most they bet in the last 15 years, other than a Haskell day. So it was a successful day for Monmouth. And listen, we keep seeing they keep breaking betting records, Ralph. They did it at Saratoga. They're doing it everywhere. So apparently people are still playing the game.
You better believe they are, that's for sure. And we will now take a look at the game today. But I got to ask, because everybody watching right now is saying, please ask this question, Ralph. Now, it's 88 degrees here right now. We're going to get up to 105. And you are wearing in your house a jacket. Explain.
I'm freezing. It's like 60 degrees here. It's absolutely beautiful, but it's crisp outside. It's like a fall day, and it'll warm up later in the day, and they're expecting a heat wave. But as you speak, I guess I'm spoiled. Yesterday it was 80. Today it's 60. So,
you can turn the thermostat. You know, you don't have to have your air conditioning on when it's 60 degrees out. You know, you can.
It's not. The windows are open and I love to close them, but the better half likes it cool. So,
and I will say this also, that yes, you're going to expect a heat wave by the end of the week. You're cold there. We're hot here. And believe it or not, the Weather Channel is predicting snow near the Rockies somewhere. Sometime this week. I mean, this is crazy weather, that's for sure. No question.
The only good news, no racetracks near the snow, so we're safe. We're not going to get any cancellations.
There'll be no weather conditions, and thank goodness that Gulfstream Park can finally get underway today. I mean, and it wasn't so much that it was constant rain for the week. It was the hard rain that happened earlier in the week that just caused flooding all around the racetrack and in the barn area as well. So we wish them well, that's for sure. We have closing day today at Santa Anita, at the Santa Anita racetrack, is the Hollywood meet, and then we'll get on to Los Alamitos. Are you going to do a Los Alamitos sheet?
Yes, I always do. People seem to like it. You know,
it's a fun meet.
It is. You could eliminate a couple of horses in every race. You know, hopefully they get some field size, because there are, you know, you're left with a couple of horses after you handicap. Some horses don't belong. And it gives the smaller barns an opportunity to make some money. You know, it's a short run. Not all the superstar jockeys go there. A lot of the superstar trainers stay away, and they're pointing for Del Mar. So it gives the little guys an opportunity to make some money, and they need a chance, Ralph. You can't just have all the big barns winning all the races and all the money.
Right. You got that right. Not only that, but believe me, Mr. Bob Baffert will probably win a couple of races there with something. That's for sure.
That's for sure. I mean, everything he's sending out is firing these days. He's getting warmed up for Del Mar. If he's doing this now, could you imagine what kind of Del Mar meet he's going to
have? Yes, I do. That's for sure. This with some of the outstanding performances by two-year-olds right now, this Breeders' Cup Juvenile might be a real barn burner. It'll be, you know, it's setting up to be a real good, real fantastic race of future stars. But in the meantime, we need some future winners like today. So what are we doing?
All right, let's go to Belmont, race number 8, a mile on the turf. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Latte Lizzie, a 3-year-old filly from the Chad Brown barn. Last time out, she ran on synthetic. Her race 2 starts back at Aqueduct on this turf course was very good. Second time Lasix, Irod Ortiz, a report to ride. Number 9, Latte Lizzie, is a pick 5, pick 4, pick 6 single in today's 8th race out at Belmont Park.
All right, 8th race at Belmont, inner turf course at a mile. Number 9, Latte Lizzie. The 9 with Irad aboard is the 8th race. Jonathan Hardoon's pick, the 9 and the 8th at Belmont at Aqueduct. And closing day at Santa Anita, what are we doing there?
First race today, Ralph. I love the number 2 horse in here, First Piece. A 4-year-old colt from the Mark Latt barn. Last couple of races were coming down the hill. Now sprint 6 furlongs on the turf. Mike Smith aboard to ride this horse. Had a tough trip last time out. I think he's going to get a perfect trip right behind the speed here and get first run. Number 2, First Piece, will win today's opener out at Santa Anita.
12:30, first post time, Pacific time. First race, we got a singleton and the early pick 5. First race, the 2, First Piece. The 2, First Piece in the first race at Santa Anita. Easy to remember. And, of course, Jonathan, you have full sheets for a closing day at Santa Anita, Belmont at Aqueduct, and at Churchill Downs today, right?
Yes, sir. JONHJRDOON.com.
All right. Now, we'll let you go and step in front of the heater.
Wednesday. See you then.
All right.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks a lot.
Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. All right. Rich Engel's come up next, and all I can say, it's... It's strange to see him in a coat while we're burning out here, but nevertheless, that's the way it is. We'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB port to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, moving along on this Sunday show. Remember, we'll be back on Wednesday with another week of covering the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style, right here at the South Point Studios. And right now, we're going to wrap up this week with Rich Eng. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, anything yesterday happened that piqued your interest?
Well, I heard you mention Tuscan Sky. That was a horse that I had my eye on during the Triple Crown season. In fact, I made a small future book bet on him, but obviously he did not get to the Kentucky Derby and, stumbled in a couple of races. But he looked good yesterday, and you know, we've had previous conversations about the three-year-old division, Ralph, and the fact that these horses are taking turns beating each other. So somebody's going to pop out and start winning more than one race at a time in the, you know, the three-year-olds. We got the Haskell, we got the Jim Daney, we got the Travers, we got the Pennsylvania Derby. Somebody's got to jump up and start taking the division by the throat.
Well, yes, we wait and see there. I'm just kind of excited about all the two-year-olds, some of these precocious two-year-olds out there that are running really dynamic performances early in their career. So we'll wait and see about that as well. It is closing day at the Hollywood Meet at Santa Anita, and we'll be moving over to Los Alamitos next week. And I imagine that you will be doing a sheet for Los Al as well.
Absolutely. I really like the Los Al meet. I heard you and Jonathan talking about it.
Yeah.
I agree with the assessment. In fact, you know, while some players here in Vegas actually take the meet off, our sales of daily racing forms, quite frankly, goes down for the Los Al meet. I really enjoy betting the meet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of situations you can take advantage of, especially in the fact that, you know, we always talk about trying to beat favorites to make horizontal bets, you know, much more fruitful, you know, for us handicappers. I think that's even more the case at Los Alamitos, because a lot of times you'll see a horse get pounded to, you know, ridiculous odds, you know, 3-5, 4-5. And if you can beat that horse, all of a sudden your pick 3, pick 4, pick 5, pick 6 just explodes. So, you know, those examples happen a lot more at Los Alamitos. So
yes,
I like playing the meet, Ralph.
Yes, they do. And I can tell you that when that happens, you can get a horse that pays like $8 that will, like you said, explode the pick fours and the pick fives in those sequences that would represent at a major racetrack a horse that would pay $20 or $30 in that sequence. So keep that in mind, that's for sure. Hey, we need a winner on the final day here at Santa Anita.
Yeah, you know, the horse gave out yesterday was menacing in the top of the stretch and middle of the stretch.
Yeah.
Then got outkicked the last 50 yards. But let's see if we can do a little better today. Let's go to the very last race of the Santa Anita meet, race number 12, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course, Ralph, and a quick editorial comment. I really wish Santa Anita would card more hillside turf course races. Look at this field, the 12. You know, trainers love to run on the grass, and they love to run at that 6.5 furlongs down the hill. But as far as a pick, let's go with the number 6, Anmer Hall. This horse was claimed by Steve Knapp five races ago and has been super productive for the barn. 2 wins, 2 seconds, all on turf. Big late kick. Let's go with the number 6, Anmer Hall, race 12, Santa Anita.
12th and final race at Santa Anita for this season. And the 12th race, you like the 6, Anmer Hall. Antonio Frasu may need this to either tie or get the jockey title as well. So in the 12th and final, the 6, Anmer Hall, is your play at Santa Anita on closing day there. And, of course, Richie, the rest for today can be had right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to get you Jerry Jackowitz's selections, and then we're going out to John Lendo, so don't go away. One more segment to go, and it's coming up next.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and as we wrap up this week on the Race Day shows, let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct for Jerry J's Power Page play. Remember, it's coming off the Power Page interpretation of how Jerry picks horses off the Power Page. And so we will go at Belmont at Aqueduct to the 6th race today. In the 6th race, Jerry's star horse is number 7, Bose. The 7-horse Bose with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. The 7 is the key. And the link-ups will be numbers 1, 2, and 4. The 1 is 5-1, the 2 is 3-1, and the 4 is 9-2 on the morning line. So they got the 7 over 1, 2, 4, and reverse. The 7 is the play, the power page play, in the 6th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And then going to Santa Anita on this closing day, we're going to go to Jerry J. He's going to go to the 3rd race on the card. In the 3rd race today at Santa Anita, Jerry's top-rated horse, Anastar horse, is number 7, Montana. So Montana will be the play. The win play is on the 7, Montana in the 3rd. The link-ups will be numbers 3, 4, and 6. The 3 is at 4-1, the 4 is at 5-1, and the 6 is at 7-2 on the morning line. So you got the 7 over 3, 4, 6, and reverse in the 3rd race at Santa Anita. And again, Jerry J's power page ratings, Jerry J's power page, are available today for Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct. At his website, jerryjspowerpage.com. Now we go to John Lindo. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. There were some, exciting races yesterday. That 2-year-old in New York, man, that Menifee was something else.
Those first two 2-year-olds, they're both good. And there were a couple, John Hardy mentioned the sire of Vekoma. There were a couple by that sire that won at Churchill, I think it was Friday. But you might want to check the charts. Both of those ran well. And I tell you what, Ralph, that's a horse I would have never bred to, because if you remember Vekoma, he was a really crooked-legged horse.
Yeah.
But his offspring, they're good-looking horses, and they're fast.
Yeah, they're running well. All right, well, we're getting to the end of the Santa Anita long run at that racetrack, and there's a couple of things that I guess you can just generalize in saying. As far as competition on the turf, just bet Phil D'Amato. And as far as competition with the 2-year-olds and the really expensive 2-year-olds, just bet Bob Baffert, and you'd probably be ahead of the game.
It is. You know, the gap appears to be widening a little bit, especially on those dirt races. It's so hard to compete with those expensive horses that Bob Baffert gets. But, you got to give him credit, because he produces with what he gets. And like we talked about Phil D'Amato the other day, there is still a gap as far as quality, but he's got the right kind of horses, and his system or his program, where he's got the right guys buying the horses that fit for California turf over in Europe, he's done a really good job with that.
Yeah, and as far as turf, I mean, the guy's going to win the title as far as trainer, isn't he? He's ahead enough today, right?
Yeah, I think he's 5 ahead going into today. He's got a circle around him.
Yeah, and in the last two turf races yesterday at Santa Anita, the 9th and the 11th, where D'Amato trained winners on the turf, that's for sure. And I guess the real competition is going to be between Juan Hernandez and Antonio Freisu. They put on a little bit of a show yesterday. What's the tally going into today?
It's 35-34. Juan Hernandez is the leading jockey right now. He has 8 mounts today. Antonio Freisu needs 1 or 2, at least a tie or pull ahead, and he's got 10 mounts. So both guys will be very, very busy today. They ride several, contenders and throughout the card. So let's see how it shakes out. And it's good to see Antonio Freisu pushing Juan Hernandez here.
Yeah, it is. It's good. And I'll tell you, a jock that's had a good meet at Santa Anita, that's a little bit under the radar, and that, of course, is Edwin Maldonado. He's had a solid meet there.
He's had a terrific meet, and so has Kyle Frey, two names that you don't hear as much. But those two guys have been consistent and strong all meet long, and Kyle Frey's impressed me with how he's getting along with that turf course. He finishes really well. So two guys that should be mentioned, like you said. Those guys did a great job this Hollywood meet.
I guess as far as the 2-year-olds, when you don't have the 1.1 million 2-year-olds going in some of those maiden races where Bob Baffert has horses, he unleashes and just embarrasses those fields. But there's other races for 2-year-olds at Santa Anita, and it seems like those, I'll call them secondary races, although I don't think they really are. It's just that he doesn't have a big horse in that race. This breeder, Levenger, is winning them a lot.
Terry Levenger owns a farm called Love Acres Ranch in California, so a lot of cowbreds. He gets his yearlings started early. They get started with their breaking and training in September, and they go straight through. And their program is to try and get horses to the races early. I think he had five of the nine runners. He bred five of the nine in one of the maiden races yesterday. Mm-hmm. So his top stallion over at the Love Acres is a horse named Stay Thirsty. So you'll see a lot of those there. But not surprising that that ownership and that breeder gets a lot of horses in these early season two-year-old races.
Well, John, looking at this closing day card at Santa Anita, they put 12 races together, 12 competitive races together. Where the heck are these? Where have these cards been?
If you know, Ralph, give me a call because I'll tell the racing office. They've been trying all meet long. It's, you know, the winter was tough with the rain and the interruptions in the racing schedule. There was a while there, the first 3 months of the meet, where we couldn't train because the training track was closed. They were putting in that new synthetic surface. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot working against them. The good weather, the turf course has held up well, and we're getting the benefit of it now. And some two-year-old races sprinkled in help deepen up the cards.
You know, I'm just wondering, though, with the way the weather canceled some of the racing this year in the wintertime at Santa Anita, and they've already served notice to people that they're going to use that synthetic training track, the third track in the three rings of racing surfaces at Santa Anita. You got the main track, turf course inside of that, and then the synthetic training track on the inside of that is going to be tight turns. They've already indicated that they're planning on running some races over there when the weather gets bad. I guess we'll have to brace for that.
Yeah, let's discuss that on Wednesday. I've got some ideas about that and some concerns and questions that we hasn't been asked yet.
So. Good tease there, my man. We'll get a good tease there. And, of course, as I asked Richie and as I asked Jonathan, I'll ask you the same thing. You're obviously going to be doing a Linda report for Los Sal. So what's the Linda report schedule look like for next week?
Well, the first 2 weekends of Los Alamitos is just Saturday, Sunday. So what I'll do the next couple of weeks, I'll do Aqueduct every racing day as well, getting ready for that Saratoga meet coming up. So we'll do Aqueduct next Thursday through Sunday, the two Los Alamitos days, and the same thing in the following week. And then we get into the first week of Saratoga when Southern California is dark.
And, of course, after Los Al completes, we know we're going down to where the turf meets the surf and a whole bunch of fun racing down there, that's for sure. We're just a few weeks away from the spot-to-spot racing, as I call it, from the beach to upstate New York, that's for sure. But as Richie also indicated, as well as I did, Los Alamitos is a fun meet.
It's a fun meet, and it's a meet that we as owners and trainers need to support. Ed Allred's done so much for the industry. He gets some dates that are a little bit tough in between the big meets, and we need to help fill those races with our horses. And as a horse player, I need to put some money through the windows. I like the $1 minimum on the pick fours. And they do a lot of things for the guys, including a handicapping contest to get owners into the players into the National Horse Players Championship.
All right. Well, good enough. And we, of course, will be covering it not only with you and the guys here, our handicappers, but Bob Mazursky will also be reporting to us from Los Alamitos next week when that gets started. All right. Today, we've got about a minute left to get a pick from you and a quick thought about the San Juan Capistrano.
Planetario is going to probably be odds on in there. He'll run all day. He's the defending champ. I think he wins it right back. He's a single for me in the rolling bets. And as far as a play, let's go to the 12th and final. I'll take on Richie there. I like number 11, Father Delay. Had no chance, stuck in traffic last time. X is a very fast race with the speed and didn't come back. I think he'll love the hill. Outside, he ought to fall into a good trip, and he can finish 8-1 on the program. Number 11, Father Delay, race number 12, Santa Anita.
All right. Well, we got a Race Day Las Vegas play, an exacta box in the final race at Santa Anita. You like the 11, Father Delay. You like Father Delay on Father's Day. And so you got the 11 in the 12th race. The Sirocco play is the exacta box of 6-11, 11-6. But you like the 11 there. And, of course, we want to wish every dad out there a very happy Father's Day. You are the foundation, that's for sure, you and Mom. But today is your day, Father's Day. Hey, why don't you do this? Take Dad out to the races. He might really enjoy a day out at the races with you. That's for sure. So until we return back on Wednesday, John, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day as well.
Same to you and same to our listeners out there.
All right. You got it, my man. And for the most part, one more thing to say. on this Father's Day race day, and John's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.